Global markets begin the North American session in a more constructive mood as investors embrace hopes that the recent U.S.-Iran conflict may be entering a period of de-escalation after the U.S. paused military strikes, easing immediate fears of a broader regional conflict. That shift in sentiment has triggered a sharp pullback in energy prices, with crude oil surrendering a significant portion of last week's geopolitical risk premium. The move lower in oil has also helped ease inflation concerns, dragging U.S. Treasury yields lower and weighing on the U.S. dollar while improving appetite for risk assets. In Europe, Germany's July IFO business climate survey surprised to the upside, offering another sign that confidence in the region's largest economy is gradually improving. ECB officials continue to reinforce a cautious but hawkish message, with policymakers reiterating that future policy decisions will remain data-dependent, while also signaling that additional tightening remains a possibility if inflation pressures persist. In the U.K., the latest CBI retail sales survey showed the smallest contraction in retail activity in 6 months, suggesting consumer demand may be stabilizing even as markets continue to focus on next week's Bank of England policy decision. Japan remains in focus after Prime Minister Takaichi argued that the country should move away from excessively tight fiscal policy, while investors continue to monitor the Japanese yen near multi-decade lows and the ongoing risk of official intervention. The broader policy divergence between the Bank of Japan and other major central banks remains a key driver of FX markets, despite expectations that the BOJ will continue to gradually normalize policy. Looking ahead to the North American session, attention will remain firmly on geopolitical headlines surrounding the Middle East, particularly any developments affecting the Strait of Hormuz or renewed U.S.-Iran tensions. Beyond that, markets will continue positioning ahead of a packed week featuring major central bank decisions, several high-profile U.S. corporate earnings releases led by the technology sector, and month-end portfolio rebalancing flows. While today's economic calendar is relatively light, investors remain highly sensitive to any developments capable of shifting expectations for Federal Reserve policy or altering the current improvement in global risk sentiment. That's all for now.